When Shadows Fall, written by Sita Brahmachari and read by Baba Oyejide. I'll tell you what this is not going to be. It won't be a sob story. It won't be a gut-wrenching tragedy, though there is that for definite. It's not one of those stories where you watch me fall and fall and fall, though I do. What can I say? I'm here today, aren't I? I suppose my point in writing this is so that somehow, in all the mess that was made, I can put what happened to me, to us, to some use. See how I don't say the mess I made, or we, or they made, or even he or she or they made? I say was made, though nothing felt passive about it. Who the hell am I talking to? Not the ravens. They've flown this world, though I do keep looking for Bo. Got to let her go. I've written this for me. Kai. I. It's summer now, though there was a time that felt like eternal winter. If you ever get sucked into Shadowlands, remember, no matter how bleak, seasons change. So here I am, sitting on our green hill, writing this. There is a green hill far away without a city wall. Strange how you think you're doing the writing, then lines from songs bombard your mind and write into you. There is a green hill far away without a city wall. I sang this hymn once with Dad at Christmas, standing outside St. Paul's Cathedral, listening to the choir practicing. Dad was banging on about bringing me back there to sing one day. What was it? He said. Everyone has the right to raise their voice and hear it echoing round a place as awesome as St. Paul's. It still gives me shivers to hear our Green Hill song. I suppose it's because it's the first tune he played on his sax when I came back. It always gets me, the way it builds so predictably, then creeps up on you and stills your heart with the minor keys. Cuts me up every time. Here's what I wish I could have told myself when I was wading through crap. You know those interviews where people say what they would have said to their teenage selves? I can't believe I still am one. An oversized teenager staying on for another year at sixth form while my mates all fly away. Anyway, get over yourself, Kai, as Orla says. Get on with it. Well, if I could speak to me how I was then, I'd tell myself to remember this green hill was always waiting for us. To look down on the past and see ourselves in the pools of light, shining like raven wings after rain.